You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it's Tony Howell, and I want to wish you a very happy holiday season. I am excited to share with you our next episode of Conversations with Changemakers. In this episode, I speak with Joe Roscoe, the founder and CEO of Built for the Stage. Now, if you don't know them, you haven't been paying attention. They have been on the scene since 2014. And like me, Built for the Stage believes that actors are athletes and that they need to train like them. So they offer custom personal training, nutrition planning, and provide the coaching, the community, and the tools needed to actually get results in the gym. I am a new member of the Built for the Stage fam, and I do need to warn you, side effects can include improved confidence and mental health. With their clients all over social media and seen in over 50 Broadway shows, Built for the Stage also offers free classes via Playbill, and they also host some incredibly awesome guests on the Built for the Stage podcast. Now, with the pandemic shutting down the United States and the performing arts industry, I did want to have a frank conversation with Joe about how we can take care of ourselves and each other. So this episode addresses physical fitness and personal training, obviously, but we also dive into mental health, digital wellness, entrepreneurship, and more. So here is a juicy sneak peek.
Yeah, I think it's important to like know why you're getting into it and what your vision for it is 5 or 10 years down the road. If it doesn't go that far, if it strictly is just a side hustle, then you might just want to dive in head first right out of the gate and just start hustling. If you see it a little bit further down the road and see it as something that you really, truly want to lay seed into, then first I would get around as many people that have already done it than that you can. If you're wanting to really see this further down the road, 5 or 10 years from now, I would encourage you to surround yourself with as many people that have already done it. And it doesn't necessarily have to be the exact topic or business field that you are wanting to enter into, but just someone who has done the grind of starting their own business and seemingly is successful at it. And you obviously can learn a lot from that. And then it's faking it until you make it. From that person or the other resources that you study or listen to, you then try to adapt that in your own way and just continue to figure it out as you go. As an entrepreneur, you have to be resilient. You have to be willing to pivot ball change for your life, just pivoting and pivoting and pivoting. And you have to have thick skin as well. And just like in a career of theater, you can't just like the idea of being an entrepreneur or the idea of being your own boss or the idea of owning your own business. But you have to be willing to do what it takes and to accept all of the responsibility that comes with it. You know, an employee might have a list of things that they can be upset about or not love. But at the end of the day, they typically go to bed at night, you know, not worrying about if their job's going to be there tomorrow. Whereas the entrepreneur, especially in 2020, you're just maybe wide awake at night thinking, how will we survive? So, whoever out there is looking to start, surround yourself with people that have already done it. Make sure that it's not just the idea, but that you are willing to kind of dig your feet in the sand and get ready for some work.
This conversation arrives on Monday, November 23rd at 7 a.m. Eastern. So I would invite you to click that subscribe button right now so that you will be the very first to hear this episode. In the meantime, you can hop over to builtforthestage.com, take a free trial, or check out some of their special holiday promotions, some really wonderful things that they're doing. I would also love it if you check out our brand new website, tonyhowell.co. While you're there, if you join our free changemaker community with artists all around the world, you will get access to my free brand bootcamp, as well as a business toolkit. And stay tuned, because very soon we will have a 2021 social media calendar for you. As we head into the weekend, do remember that rest is just as important. Have a beautiful weekend, and I hope that we get to see you on Monday.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.